we're beginning with Yud Beis, Amud Beis, towards the bottom, and we have to make up some letter. Tana Rabbanan. We're talking about going back on the Mishnah. That you put up a Misaknin, a Skan Kohen Gadol, a vice president, so to speak, who should be the Kohen Gadol in case the other one, the first Kohen Gadol, has some sort of a psul. Tana Rabbanan, Ira Boi Psul. And that happened that the Kohen Gadol got a psul. Uminu achar tachdov. Uminu achar tachdov. This Gemara is really sourced in a Gemara in Erechin. Now, where is this Gemara in Erechin? Not in Erechin, in Masechet Ahoreis. It says a Kohen is a Meshamish L'Kohen, right? So now, what happens afterwards? Now, the second Kohen became a Kohen Gadol. And then, so you have two Kohen Gadols simultaneously. So, what happens, it's an interesting thing that's not brought in our Gemara. What would happen, we know Misas Kohen Gadol lets out the Roitzeach from the Arei Miklat. So now you have two Kohen Gadols. Could want the Misa of even the first one, who now had a second one, take over from him? Does he still retain? And vice versa, when the psul of the first one goes off and the second one was, is there Milam B'Kodesh V'loy Moiridin, or he remains two Kohen Gadols? So now this is the case of the Gemara. You aminu achar tachtav, and now, a day later, the first Kohen is Tahar, the first Kohen Gadol. So now we're up to the second Kohen Gadol and the first. Rishon Chozer L'Avodasai. The first one goes back to his Avodah. V'Sheini, that means that one who was like, took the place of him, Kol Mitzvahs Kehuna Gedoyla Olav. He's not allowed to, there's like a few things. He can't be poireya avaloi poirem. And enoi nitma
look. What psul did he have?
Let's say he touched the sheretz. Let's say he became a keri. There's a one-day tumah. Then he became. So to finish off the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Kippur, he had to do it. But else the, there's not. So let's say it was, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metama l'krayvim. He's not allowed to marry an almona. And he has to wear the big day kuna gedayla. So the second one remains with that. So we now have what's it called when you have two together, right? You have a committee almost of a Kohen Gadol together. Arishteit in the Gemara. So the first one holds Chozer, right? So we hold, these are the things, it's interesting, Rashi, let's see Rashi, B'divra
Maschol.
Zograshi.
One was disqualified, so he doesn't count.
No, but he comes back now. So now the second one has to step down and let the first one do the Avodah. But he still, as a person, retains his Kohen Gadol. So take a look at the last word on the second wide line. Kol Mitzvahs Kohen Gadolov. Rashi lists, Loi Poireya, Veloi Poirem. Eine Mitama Lekroivin. Umuzer Almane. Umishamish Bishmoyne Begodin. It just was out of diuk. I don't know why this is left out the in the Mishnah in Arius, that both of them, if either one dies, the Roireg Roitzeach B'Shoigig gets released from the Arei Miklat, right? And then there's also, we're going to see about Makrevoina, and I don't know why Rashi leaves it out here. It's an interesting halacha. So if, right. So therefore, there was a Jadin, Divrei, Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who holds that they both retain it. Reb Yosi, Omer, Rishon, Chozer Hadasai, Hasheni, Einoi, Roi, Lekohen Gadol, Veloi, Lekohen Hedyet. He cannot, I don't know on which din, Einoi, Roi, Zok Rashi, Kiloimar. Now Rashi's saying very good. The second Mandama Reb Yosi is not arguing on the principle. The Gavra holds on to Kohen Gadolness. So Grashi Kiloimar, ain't a mishamish b'migdash loy b'shmoyne gangorov loy barbakoy nadim. All the other list that Rashi brought before, the second one holds. But he just can't do any avoida because he's in like a no man's land. He cannot do avoidus koyin hedyit and he can't do avoidus koyin gedayla. So the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Maise Rabbi Yosef ben Eli made Sipuri, that he was the koyin gadol. Like you said, he was Nitma Machmas Sheretz or Machmas Keri. So therefore, he became Tomei. And then what happened? Uminu, they made this Yoisi Ben Ilem Tachto Vom Chachomim, Rishon Choizel Avedosoi, Sheini Ene Roy, Loyle Koyen Edyet, Loyle Koyen Godel. Koyin Gadol, we don't let him dress in the Eid Begadim and do Mishum Eva, because it's going to create friction between the first Koyin and the second Koyin. So Mashma, Be'emes, even according to this Tzad, he would hold on to his Kehuna Gidoilo. We'll see it in Rashi. So therefore, all the Surei Koyen Gadol, not marrying an Almona v'chulu, that's the whole machloikis. So it's Mishum Eiva. Okay, we're going to see it in a second. Zog di Gemore, Mishum Eiva, and Ki Koyen Hedyet, Mishum Mailun Bekoydesh. Veloi moiridin, he can't go down. We're gonna see Tosfos in a second. So the Gemara.
So what way does it express itself? The second one being.
The second one has dinim of a koyin gadol in the gavra.
In
the isurim, or maybe I said if he dies, does the ritzeach go out? Oh, those kind of dinim he has. It's strictly renegeya avoido is mishum eva. So really, mishum ma'ilem bekeidesh v'loy moiridin. So be'emes, Tois is going to ask a bomba. If I tell you that be'emes, in principle, he's a kohen gadol, we don't allow him to do avoida
because of eva.
But that means, in his essence, he's a Kohen Gadol. So now if I want to tell you, so why can't he do Avoida with the Big Day Kohen Hedyet?
Why can't he do it?
Yeah, why? What would be the reason he can't do Avoida as a Kohen Hedyet? Because he's not a Kohen Hedyet, he's a Kohen Gadol. We have a sidebar reason that he can't act as a Kohen Gadol. Now you want to know why he can't act as a Kohen Hedyet? He can't act as a Kohen Hedyet because he's not a Kohen Hedyet. Why do you have to say Milam Bakoidish Valaymariden? Why does the Gemara have to say a Tam of Milam Bakoidish Valaymariden?
He's a Kohen Gadol, that's the Tam.
But he knew
that's the Tam. So the Chayre, Imashmid Din is a Din. Kohen Gadol Shimitz.
He doesn't get elevated permanently.
Right.
Elevated.
So Tosfos is going to have a big teretz that there is a. What's it called when a president is when you could stop a president? You, what do they do in the Congress? It's out of my head now. When they do it to Trump, what do they do to him in the Congress? They impeached him. You impeach him and then you remove him. So there's a power to remove the Kohen Gadol. Just because. That's why you have to come on to Milam Kodesh Lemarit. That maybe they would say, okay, you're not a Kohen Gadol. For that, they're not allowed to do that. We're going to see that in Tosfos. Okay. So that's why Shaitin the Gemara. So the Gemara, Omer Abba Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. We don't let him do the Avodah. It's not clear. So let's see the bottom Tosfos. Koyin Godol Mishum Eva. Right? You see the bottom Tosfos? Zok Tosfos. Koyin Godol Mishum Eva. Zok Tosfos. The refect Akash Hikshari. Midika Omar Taima Mishum Eva. I want to do this kasha we just spoke out. Michlal the minadin royally is going godol midarais. Elo gozu berabona mishumeva. V'teima im kain. My itzrich lefrushi time of the kain edit. Mishumailim bekoidish vei moiridin. Tepik lei midi alfina mikropeg sheni desvochim. To kain godol shalovish big day kain edit. Avoidosai psula mishum mechuser begodin. The lack of the name of the auto coming to the Hosili is called Gomishum Eva. I know. Toys is a wilde tzad. Lacha Mises Arishain. But Bechaye the Koyan Arishain. He would be possible to Kuna Gedela. Mishum Maila Makari, when we read the names of Toys is because Tamoy de Rabbi Yossi, the Mace Rishon Sheni Chosla Vidosai. So that's not the then. We'll leave aside that side of Toys. Vyesh Loimar. The Kohen Gadol, Mismana Bepeh, Umistalik Bepeh. You hear that? There's like a checks and balances. There's the power to remove a Kohen Gadol. So if there would be a Kohen Gadol, and then he was the second one, took the place, so we would say Mishum Eva. Maybe Mishum Eva would require that the committee, so to speak, whoever this is, Mismane Bepeh or Mistalik Bepeh, he would be removed. And therefore, Mailim Bekaydish, while I may read him, we don't allow removal of a Yerushalmi Dorish Lamikra. That he could be Mistalik Bepeh. Mistabrish Adovat to Nazar places. So who is the powers that be? We're on Yud Beis Amud Beis, the bottom places. Who are the powers that be that could remove a Kohen Gadol? So Ktesvis, Melech uva ochiv ha-koyhanim. Sounds almost like a democracy. His other koyhanim, there's a committee that takes them out. Don't pack up all of intoy. The yanei malka ukmali yishuv ben gamla bakani ravrava. So from that you just see that the Melech had the power of appointment. From the seven shavu yisrael b'nim and tzibur, shirab suba koyin gara v'shim yishlai v'shiyot samar adonai ha-melech, power of his osha kem na yoyim, Mishal me, Mishal Liam, Mishal Kohen Gadol. Alei Melech, like the Ash, Shisham to Shachas Lefnanai, Mishal Mavoy Oilam. So it's such a din. So I'm ready to get Tosfos. So it's the din of Mailim Bekedesh, Veloy my reading, we don't allow the removal. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Because if not, the Gemara wouldn't have a tzad that, the Gemara wouldn't have such a tzad that there would be that din. Oh, right. There would be that day. As we state in the Gemara, that's the Tosfos.
What's
the problem
with Rabbi
Yossi?
He can't do anything?
Okay, you know, you have to move on.
This Rabbi
Yossi,
I'm sorry, Rabbi
Yossi
says this
question. Yeah.
After the other one,
dozens
of powers, he can't even
be doing
this.
So I just wanted
it.
This is a very good.
He can't do anything. He can't even see
his kapayim
or
anything.
No.
He could do it. He could. Kohen Gadol could also do it. No, he can't do avoid, because avoid would make the Kohen Gadol feel intimidated, that there's a second in command.
Once
a parallel.
Once we were malim, we can't be.
So we're not, but once we're malim, no. So that's why he would rather sometimes step down to Kohen Hedid. He wants to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. But he can't do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Because if he does avoid, he after Kohen Gadol has to do it with Tavis Kohen Gadol. So now Tosfos answers, so why does it have to say that he can't do avoid as a Kohen Hedid? Because of Milam Bakaydish, a Kohen Gadol can't do it with Tavis Kohen Hedid. So he can't do it as a Kohen Gadol because of Ava. And he can't do it as a Kohen Hedid because he's not a Kohen Hedid. So Tosfos, no, there would have been a din to remove his Kohen Gadolness. And then he reverts back to a Kohen Hedyot. As we state in Tosfos.
Isn't that the famous Shiloh where the Kohen Gadol is a Kohen?
So my question is this. According to, there's a Sugi Sagimara. If there is a power to remove a Kohen Gadol, and there's a Kohen Gadol, and now we remove him. Does the Heirig B'Shoigi go out of Golus? Is it Mises Kohen or Bittel Kohen? So therefore, it would be a good question. So it's Mashman the Gemara and Heirius. So the Gvura Sari argues on Taisus. You know, the Gvura Sari is the Shagazayah, or the Sefer HaYuma. And he has this thing, he has no problem, he makes Cheshbainus. And he brings from a Gemara in Mesechtes Yuma, in Mesechtes Harius, if a Kohen Gadol gets a devastating mum, so now he's really in a bad place. Because A, he's a Kohen Gadol, but he's an old general, without any power. He can't do any avodah, so he only has the chesroinus. Now he can't marry an almana. He can't be metamal akrayvim. He can't do all these things. Zokte gemore, that's true. Freik de shagazaya, ichob an eitze. So the eitze, unless the eitze is like, I don't know if the shagazaya is kasha, but the shagazaya kasha. You see from there, like Taisvis, that why can't you just remove him? So now he's not a Kohen Gadol. Elomai, because of Milam Bekoidish, Veloy Marid. So the Shagasai argues, he says, you can't take him down, Mekoen Gadol, because Milam Bekoidish, Veloy Marid is not only an Isser. Milam Bekoidish, Veloy Marid says, you cannot take him down. Once you have that Kedusha, you can't take it down. You can't take him down. So therefore he can't be. Okay. Yeah, so there's a whole tumult about this. There's a lot of raid. I have to say, one second, I'm coming back. A lot of raid on this question. Sure, the chiluk of the Shagasai and Toisvis regarding this, Milam Bekoidish, Veloy Mayrid.
You think the Shiloh Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Plus?
Right, could be it's totally in that Shiloh. I was thinking of that. That was it. So it's like the Gemara, Haloche, Ke Reb Yossi. This Reb Yossi is the Haloche. So it's an interesting Toisvis on the top, which is a Shas Toisvis. On the top of Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Halacha ke Rabbi Yaisi. Zok Teisves. Halacha ke Rabbi Yaisi? Which halacha? Tema. Hilchus ala Mashiacha. What's Teisves Kasha? Why do we have to say, Halacha ke Rabbi Yaisi? There's no Kohen Gadol b'zman hazeh. When Mashiach will come, so he'll tell us the halacha. The Chihai Gavna, Parv B'zvach, and Perek Bei Shammai, who prepared Dalin Mises. The Gemara asks many times, Hilchul Islam Mashiach, Yeshloima de Kenafkamina, Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Lepan is Hamemuna Alatsibo. If you become the president of the Shul, Ve'ova Machmas Oinis, and he had to stop serving, he was sick, or the thing, Shekisheyavo Oinis, and now he wants to come back. And meanwhile, there was someone else who stood in for his place. Chazar l'shirusai. He gets his thing back. V'gam noyigim kovid b'sheini. But the one who stood in remains a president emeritus. just like the Kohen Gadol. Where do we find? So this halacha k'Reb Yesi is not only about a Kohen Gadol. Ki ahu ma'isa the Rebbe Gamliel v'Reb Elazar ben Azariah. The Rebbe Gamliel had to go off from the Nesiyas. Reb Elazar ben Azariah took over. Then Rebbe Gamliel came back, and they still had to give cover to Reb Elazar ben Azariah. And Rebbe Gamliel Yidrash Shtei Shabbosos, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah Shabbos Achas, and there was a rotation. Held us and Shmaketos. So this is, and there you don't say Mishum Abel. What's the teretz? What?
Why don't say Abel, right?
Yeah, unless, because when it comes to a drosha, there's no Abel. So Toysis is now another kasha. So Toysis, Nocha kasha, Mahi, the bear, come at the tinest. The posing of Leel, the Oma, Bezaim, Machaj, and Shoyal, and Akshom, Umuki, Labez, Mancha, Bez, Hamiglish, Kayam. What do we have to say? If you're Shloimer, the Mafkin Afilu Bezman Azeh, Lufnei Bovel, this Lupe with Abra, and again, Zamai say, Night time for the trail, Lume Pisgo.
So every time the Gemara has a Hilchus and Mashiach, that's what
it means. So Tesis goes through a whole many, many different cases. But I just noted that top Tesis, that the top of the Tesis is Negea, that. It's Nagei Halacha Lemaise of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, it's also this Halacha. Zog the Gemara Vayter. Meis Shi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Moed Rav Yosi She Meis Rishayim. So what Zog Rav Yosi Moed Rav Yosi that Kohen Sheni Rasheim the Kohen Sheni Ovar Vovar Avodoso Ksheira. Right. Yeah. Now he has to do it in Shmoyne Begadim. So Mele, it would be that deen. So therefore, so Mele Zuk Toysvis. So l'chayra, we have to go back to that toisus and finesse that toisus. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Alok Rav Yosi, Umoyd Rav Yosi, Shemeis the Rishon, Choyzer the Sheni back into his Avodas Kohen Gadol. Because l'chayra, he's standing, he's in waiting.
Why is he
Choyzer? Mahu the fake demar pshita. L'chayra, he goes back. There's no more Eva. Mahu the tema havi late tzora mechayi.
Relatives?
No. So therefore, one,
that
we don't want to allow it. He's going to be biting at the bit every second, waiting for the first one to die. So maybe we'll make a rule he cannot.
The way the article says, I don't know where he gets it from, that while he was alive, he was praying that.
Right, he would daven for that.
It doesn't look looks shady.
It looks like it's a little not
kosher.
Right, so it's not so good. Kamash malon, that we're not choishish for that, and therefore Avodasa, we'd let him back in.
Rashi doesn't say anything. Like
that. Yeah. So the Gemara, so right away. So the Gemara, now let's go back. Yeah, that's a tzora. Where did I see it? There's what the word tzora means. I forgot where I saw that.
Ava. Say something
as Ava, no? Yeah, no, tzora is like you have by a second wife in Yevomis.
Yeah, but it's basically...
Generally, you'd have that aloha.
Even though it doesn't apply now.
My aloha grabi aise. So the Gemara Fakert, where did I leave it? Where's that Gemara? Is it the next Gemara? Oh, Nimr and Shlasha. That comes on the next Gemara.
This is only... Oh, I see. Shemes is after he had the Psul.
So the Gemara, we're going to come back to this Gemara in a second. Now the Gemara just goes back to the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afish Acheres Misaknina Lohi. You make him another Misaknina Lohi. That's one Manda Omer, because maybe his wife will die in this Ahaloche. That what? We keep a Badu Yavad Beisoy, we want to make sure he'll have a Beisoy. For Rabbonon Ami Ochai Shilishemo. They were also on the Kohen Gadol himself. Maybe he'll have, he'll go to Tumah. So maybe over here, right? Zogdi Gemore, Omer Rabbanan, Tumah Shchicha, Misa Lo Yishchicha. It's a very hard child of the Gemore. Okay. Zogdi Gemore. So the Gemara Omru lo im kein ein ledavar soif. That's the Chachamim. Say argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So you don't put up a shaka Omru le Rabbi Yehuda. So what did Rabbi Yehuda ask him back? Om Allah, lamisa de chod chayshinon, lamisa de talti lo chayshinon. Zog the Gemara v'rabbonon iye kalameches afilu misa train chayshinon. Zog di Gemara v'Rabbanon Nimru inu l'nafshayu. So really, we shouldn't have made another koyin to stand in for him for tumah, because if it's another koyin, then you need another koyin. Amarach amalach Rabbanon koyin gadol zarezu. So therefore, it's not going to happen. And he won't become Tomei. He's Oris Uloma Misaknin Koyin Acha. Oh, you hear the psychology of the Gemara? Kivin da Avdina Leit Zora. He has the second Koyin in the batter's box. Kosh came to Mizdar Zetvei. He'll always be thinking, Nimru, he'll always be thinking to be careful, because not only he doesn't want to get Tomei, he doesn't want to let someone take over for him.
You think a little bit differently.
You know, there's like an ego, there's a pride. Given to Avdin late sorrow, Kosh came to Mizdar Shvei. Yeah, so there's a Kasha. Let this be the chiluk of the Gemara. I don't know what the psychology of this Gemara is. So Tosi Yishonim's kashe. Toma my hide the komar leil mishum toma. Yeah. That would be the svara. Talk the Gemara. Umi sagi lebitakanto. Beisai omar achmono. Vahach. This is now a very complicated Gemara, which is a very interesting Gemara. Nema beisayu. So how's she going to be chippa baravad beisai? If they're masakna lo isha acheres, how's he going to become his wife? The makadosh lo. He's makadosh before. I vokal kama de loikonis lo. Erisin is not enough. So he has to truly marry her. La beisayhu. If he's a kama de loikonis lo, beisayhu de konis lo. He has to make a nesuin with her, with a chuppah before. Im kain havi le shnei bati. V'achmono omar v'chipa bado yuvad beisay v'loi bad shnei bati. So before we get to the next Gemara, so the Gemara is going to answer, Hada Megarishla. He marries her, he divorces her with a Tanai, and the Gemara is going to jump through a bunch of hoops to figure out what kind of Tanai of the Gerish.
He can have two wives?
No, because V'chipa ba'adoi va'ad beisoi is mashmo one and not two. Loi Shnei Bata. That's what the Gemara is asking.
And standby,
Beis Soi is going to be a Diyak Beis Soi, but Loi Shnei Bata. Right? Beis Soi, but Loi Shnei Bata. So what should he do? So the Gemara, if he marries her, so he's standing with two wives in case the first wife doesn't, till when he starts doing the Avodah. So to think of all the Gekashi, the Gemara is going to jump through a bunch of different hoops how to figure this out to be Megarisha. Why can't he just be Megarisha with a Tanai? In case the first one dies, your Kiddushin kicks in. This Kashi is by the Gvura Sari and Rebbe Akiva Eger.
You can have a Kiddushin
tonight. Oh, you could have a Kiddushin on a Tanai. A Chuppah maybe on a Tanai.
Yes.
Maybe no a chuppah. Someone a tiny that a chuppah you can't do with a tanai. You can do because that's already a knisa. It's a metzias. If there's a knisa, there's a knisa. You can make an erisin with a tanai. But here we need a chuppah with a tanai. That's one teretz. Kivega gives a gevaldik teretz in a tshuva that's very interesting. We know pidyon haben has to be right after the 30th day, and now in the 30th day comes out on Shabbos. So when do we do it? We do it Motzei Shabbos. Even though it's now built in, we're not having the pidyon on the right time. So we say, we do a kvege b'shem de trumas hadeshen. Why can't you do it on Shabbos? Because you can't make a kinyon on Shabbos. Now if you can't make a kinyon on Shabbos, pidyon haben is me'ena kinyon, so it goes in that mission. So kvege brings from the trumas hadeshen, make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos. Give the money to the kohen on Erev Shabbos. Should be chal on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega says, so Trumas Hadeshen says, you can't, because you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha when you give it to the kohen, because nothing's happening then. You can't make a bracha at the chalois time, even if you say a specific time, because there's no maisa. So there's no maisa. So the Trumas Hadeshen, since you want to make a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, so we don't do that. So everyone asks, Kveg himself asks on the Trumas HaDeshen. So you won't make a bracha. Okay, but it's better to do the Pidyon HaBen Bismanoi. So I always add that it seems like by Pidyon HaBen, the bracha is an integral part of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. The reason it's an integral part is because it's like the Ma Boi is Tvei, it's Mincha B'chairecho, it's part of the Hoidah. If you look it up in the Chinuch, Pidyon HaBen in its essence is like a type of Hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kveg is another text. Kveg says there's an Isser to make a Kinyan on Shabbos. So you could pose a question, you can clarify Chakira. Is the Isser the Maisa Kinyan? Or is the Isser the Chalois Kinyan? So, there's two Nafkaminas. Nafkamina one is, could I make a Kinyan on Erev Shabbos that it should be Chal on Shabbos? Could I put money down as a put on a stock and let it be chal on Shabbos? Or put money up online that when the sale comes up, it should be right, it should be chal. Yeah. So I put it up and be chal. Kivega says, is it the Issa Maise or is it the Issa the Chalois? And on the flip side would be the other way. Can I make a sale on Shabbos? It should be chal Motzei Shabbos. L'chair, it should be the same sale. So Kivega brings Yerushalmis about Trumas of Maises. So therefore he says that's the nafkamina would be the Trumas Hadeshen's case. Could you make a pidyon haben on Friday that it should be chal on Shabbos? That would be the teretz of the Trumas Hadeshen's kasha. The reason you can't do it is because you can't allow a chalois to take place on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega has a raya from this sugya. If he would make it on Erev Shabbos in order to be chal on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, so then you'd have the same problem. So Kivega says, Araya from our Gemara to that Shaila, Santa Kivega. Now someone would argue, Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. Yeah, could be.
It's also Zilzal on Shabbos.
Now could be, over here, the opposite. Since it's a Isser without a Maisi, you say Yeshua's B'Mikdash. Yeshua's B'Mikdash is Kahanim's reason. Here, it's not an act dike iser. It's a some stira, contradiction to Shabbos.
Getting married is the.
No, let him get married before Yom Kippur, and it should be chal at the time when the wife dies.
What's the base of Mikdash?
No, it's he's in the Beis Hamikdash. Oh, he's being argued. Yeah. So the truth is, I have to tell you, I'm wrong in that. Because the Avnei Nezer asks the Kasha on Rabbi Kivega, how could there be an Isser of a Chalois? I'm not doing anything. So I'll bring you the biggest riot. You put a pot on the fire before Shabbos, even if it's completely raw, and it's cooking on Shabbos. Why is cooking on Shabbos not a problem, and this Chalois is more of a problem? That's a question that Avnei Nezer asks. So Avnei Nezer, because by kinyoni, you could be chayzer. You need your das. And if I change my mind between the maisa and the chalois, it's ma'akiv the chalois. It stops the chalois. So therefore, it's almost as you're a passive, active participant in the kinyon. That makes you more connected to the maisa. So therefore, it's more stringent than putting a pot on the fire. That's the Avnei Nezer. Now, if that's true, so then you would say still ain't shvus b'migdash, so I would still have my kasha. Because it's the Kohen Gadol who's making it happen. So that's the problem. If that's the problem, so Baiti should say ain't shvus b'migdash. Anyway, this is all coming from, because the Gemara is going to have a plot Gemara now, trying to figure out a way how to make a Tanai. So the first the Gemara says like this.
You never say
you give
her the
Rabbanan? What?
Nasei is Dirk and the Rabbanan? We never say that?
Which I say?
Kidney
I hear, I don't know. Sometimes not. Echmiru Rabbanan. So what do you do over here? You marry her fully. Then you're Magarishla. Fake the Gemara Magarishla. So what did you gain? The Gemara is very rhetorical over here. Tois is going to tell us. So like Tzricha, the Magarish Lal Tanai. He marries her, he divorces her, but he says that divorce is with a Tanai. If I'm only divorcing you if the first one lives, if the first one dies, then I never divorced you.
How's he going to do that Tanai either? It should be Chal.
It's not Chal. Everything was before.
It is chal.
Oh, I mean, how's it chal the gerushin?
The gerushin is
going to be chal. You're asking good. Arab Kivege, let's say that how could the gerushin be chal? So the Gemara, so what's the tnai? The Omar law, it's unbelievable. I'm going to see in Rashi. The Omar law, areze gitech, almenas, let's skip the parentheses, because I think it's going to be easier to understand the Gemara. Almenas. That what? That she should die, the first one. So the Gemara, v'dilma loy ma'ise. I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. V'dilma loy ma'ise. So maybe I guess almenas, if she dies the second one, v'dumanas avle shnei batim. So the Gemara elod amar la reze gidech almenas, that you don't die. Eloi maisu megar shalom. V'misa hokai mahach. V'dil mehi loi misa v'avile gita daha gita maisa chaverta b'loi bayis. The Gemara, very hard Gemaras. The Gemara is just fleshing it out. Elod amar la almenas etomos. Echos mikem. Misa hokai mahach, misa hach hokai maha. V'dilma loy ma'isa v'loy chodim minayu v'av loy shnei batim. Ki agav na mi avi gita v'oh. So k'di gemore v'avi loy v'oid. Ki agav na mi avi gita. If I say it's only a get amanas that you die, so then l'chay re'en zeh krisis. Kol yimechai ha'rei zeh krisis. Elo da omar lo ha'rei zeh gita chamanas loy tomus chaver tcha. It's only a reza gitach if she doesn't die. Eloi misa chavita megarsha. Be misa hokaima. Vidilma maisa chavita off. So that's the Gemara at the end. You give it to her almanas that the get is not a get unless it's a get as long as the first one outlives Yom Kippur. Then it is a get. So therefore, it's affecting Gemara. But if the first one dies, Right. So here's one issue. For the more of a dilma ma'isa chaverta bepagta davoida. So now it comes out a gloi milse lemafreya de gita de ho lav gita ho ve ovid lei avoido vishnei batim. You give it to her, that I'll get. So it ends up that is too. So the Gemara, Elo da amala reze gita chamana she tomus chaver techa. Hareze gita chalmanas. I think the Gemara, v'nilma ma'isa chaver techa v'havile gita, and then you invite her without a bias. The Gemara is just so fleshing it out, it's l'chayra parshat. So the Gemara, the Magarish lu l'chayvayu. He has to give the first one again and the second one, and he makes a double tnai. L'chodo omar lo harei ze gita chamana shaloi tomus chavetcha. Omar lo harei ze gita chamana shaloi tikonti. Omar lo harei ze gita chamana shaloi tomus chavetcha. So what was the problem with that? L'chodo to the first one, Omar lo harei ze gita chamana shaloi tikonzi lebeis haknesses. So if she doesn't die, is niskayim atnai, and the gerushin of the second one is umafreya. And if the first one dies, so gita, she is with her. And now what? Even though she dies, the first one, he wouldn't have shnei batim because he'll go into beis haknesses. V'dilma loy ma'is chavrta v'loy aili hi l'beis ha'knesses. V'havi lay gita shuvai gita. V'kom lay b'loy ba'is. Elo, so the Gemara goes on to a different heiretimtze, and we'll finish off and we'll do it tomorrow. It's Hashem. We'll do the rest of it.
Why is Gemara having such a hard time?